I will show here the design of a clock built on ESP8266 and MAX7219 base display, additionally enhanced with a relay module on MCP23017. The PCB under the ESP will come from the web. The relay module, on the other hand, I designed myself. I will assemble the firmware myself in Platform I/O from ready-made libraries. The time will be downloaded from the internet via NTP. The main PCB for ESP12 used here is by KB Program and was shared on his blog, and one of his pieces was sent to me by one of my readers, along with a bunch of other parts. As a rule, ready-made kits, so-called kits, I never assemble and have never put together. Even my first circuits made 6 or more years ago were DIY, including, for example, as a rule, I never put together a kit with the TQFP tracing, or there with my PIC32 board, or with my Ethernet attempts on a PIC with everything I need built in. In this case, however, since I had already received a PCB from a reader, I just decided to use it. Here are the contents of the whole package I received. I will try to describe something else from it in the future. Thank you for the package. As for the relay module mentioned in turn, it was originally intended as an overlay for this project. Home Assistant, Tasmota HTTP compatible relay controller, plus housing. But when ordering the boards, I got 10 pieces. So there are some left over for other projects. So much for the introduction. Here we go. Soldering the board. This board is a strange mix of THT and SMD. I don't know why exactly the author conceived it this way. Maybe it was supposed to be a golden mean between size and soldering difficulty. You have the documentation of the project on the author's page given on the board. Basically, there is nothing to discuss here. Power block with a 3.3-volt LDO. I used a TC1264, ESP12, clock block with battery cage, I2C lines with pull-up resistors, EEPROM also on I2C, and basically, that's it. Those SMD transistors on the bottom of the board are only needed if you want to reset the chip with lines from the UART. I myself reset and entered the programming state with buttons. I soldered the Wi-Fi module by making a drop of solder on one pad, grabbing that pad and then soldering the others. I had the 100 nanofarad decoupling capacitors in slightly smaller enclosures. Almost ready, can be programmed. I still soldered the components. Unfortunately, the holes for the cage legs for the watch battery to hold the time were too small. I had to drill. Arduino OTA, or convenient batch uploading via Wi-Fi. For programming, I chose the Platform I/O platform. I have not been exposed to it before. Installation description for VS Code. The installation is done in two steps. First the VS Code, and then the Platform I/O add-on. It went without any problems. For uploading the batch, I chose Arduino OTA, that is, uploading the batch over Wi-Fi. Here is the Platform INI file used. The skeleton of the OTA application with a wildly added LED blink on GPIO2. That is the LED on board the very Wi-Fi module I had. This batch has to be uploaded once via cable. Then it can be uploaded via Wi-Fi. The batch must be completed with the SSID and password of your Wi-Fi network. It is also important to set the IP as in the OTA configuration. In my case, this is simply done by reserving an IP for the MAC of my ESP. All without any problems. You can already program the ESP8266 over Wi-Fi. For a better configuration of our Wi-Fi network, the Wi-Fi Manager library could be plugged in. It would allow you to reset the Wi-Fi configuration and roll back the device to AP configuration mode with a simple button, and then in AP mode enter our SSID and password, which is then remembered when switched off, a bit like the Tasmota. But that's something I haven't implemented yet in this project. Library MD Parole. For the control of the MAX7219, I have chosen the MD Parola library. it can be installed very easily via Platform.io. Basically, you just have to search for it and click through the installation process. Everything is automatic. Once you have searched for the library, you can select the version.